The coronavirus continues its spread worldwide after it was first identified earlier last month. Thousands of people have been reportedly infected, and the death toll has exceeded 150. In Australia, Minister for Foreign Affairs Maryse Payne has outlined the government's plan to help Aussies trapped in China earlier this week.
From Australia's perspective, we are looking very closely at what is possible, including consular assistance for people who are in those areas and what options there are for helping them with transport out of Wuhan and Hubei province. We're exploring all opportunities to ensure that when it is possible, we can assist their departure.
The outbreak has been severe enough that it has also affected finance services worldwide, with companies on the stock market seeing red. But how exactly does a viral outbreak affect finance and make investors nervous about investing? I asked Diana Musina, chief economist with AMP Capital, how the Australian stock market has been affected when there's only been a handful of confirmed cases in the country.
I suppose that the market is reacting to the global spread of the virus, and even though it's been mainly in China, there is concern that it could go further, and the Chinese economy makes up a pretty decent chunk of the global economy. It was 16% of global growth last year. So any disruption to activity, particularly at a time of the year when you do tend to see people travelling because of the Lunar New Year holiday, people eating out in the shops, it could have a decent hit to global growth in the first quarter, even though that's likely to probably then be met by some offsetting positive factor in the second quarter. It will disrupt global activity in the near term.
But is there a correlation between the cause of concern, so in this case the virus, and which companies on the stock market lose the most money?
There has been some correlation, yes. It's really been focused around some of the airports, some of the travel stocks, insurance, even some healthcare companies, and commodities as well to some extent, because of the concern that lower growth in China will mean lower demand for commodities. So the market's kind of been moving in line with the concerns around the virus. I think it's probably likely to continue for a little bit longer. Normally what tends to happen when you see these types of epidemics is that markets get hit until the number of cases of the number of people infected reaches a peak. That's what we saw during SARS in 2003. So that probably still has a bit further to go, maybe another week or two.
And how has the coronavirus affected the other stock markets around the world? As you mentioned, it does have some impact in other countries as well.
It's mainly been the Asian equity markets that have been hit the most. The Chinese stock market is closed at the moment anyway for the Lunar New Year holiday, so we're not seeing any movements there. The US stock market and Australia has also been impacted, but not as much. They've actually been pretty resilient to this whole thing. And I guess that's a factor of US earnings, which are very good at the moment, and that's going on. The US data is still holding up pretty well. And in Australia, our data has actually been very positive as well over the last month. And we're still expecting that the RBA is going to be cutting interest rates this year, which normally tends to provide some boost to the stock market.
If the coronavirus does stop, then would the stock markets end up recovering pretty quickly?
I think the stock markets would definitely recover quickly because they tend to be pretty fickle and forget about things like this once they have passed or reached a peak, and they'll just move on to the next thing to worry about. And we've got plenty of that this year. There's still the impeachment risk. There's the US election. There's still concern that the global economy isn't going to be as strong because of weakness in the PMIs, even though they look like they've bottomed, and the weakness in the manufacturing sector. So there's still plenty of things, I guess, to keep markets interested looking further ahead. The biggest, if the virus continues for longer than expected, the biggest hit would just be to the global tourism sector. But I don't think that share market would be as concerned overall. Obviously, the companies that are impacted by tourism would be if they're listed, but the overall share market wouldn't be as much.
Would the coronavirus also affect anything else, like the Australian dollar being down?
It has. That's a risk sentiment move, I think. Normally, the Aussie dollar tends to depreciate on bad news or weaker global sentiment, risk sentiment. That's what we've seen. Also, commodity prices have been taking a hit, and the Aussie dollar tends to move in line with changes in commodity prices and changes in the iron ore price as well, because it's a major export for Australia. So the currency might have a little bit more downside to go. We think that it can get to 65 US cents this year, so it definitely has more room to move, but it might take a few months before it gets there.
And if the virus continues into 2020, how else could Australian finance or even finance around the world be affected?
The biggest impact to Australia from the virus would be on the hit to tourism from Chinese arrivals. Chinese arrivals make up about a fifth of all tourists coming in, so it's a pretty decent chunk. Education as well, about a fifth of our student visas go to Chinese students. That would be hit as well. On my estimate, you know, it could, if things for tourism and education were halted for a number of months, you know, you're looking at 0.3 or 0.4 percentage point hit to Aussie growth. And you add on top of that the impact of the bushfires, I mean, we could be looking at a hit to growth of about 0.5 percentage points, if not more. So it will impact growth in the first quarter. But as I said before, it's usually followed by some type of offsetting or positive factor in the second quarter or the period afterwards. So hopefully it won't continue for too much longer.